Yeah, yo, what are all the albums that came out?
J Electronica.
That came out before the lockdown, though.
Right before. Childish Gambino. The Weeknd dropped something. I don't know who else.
Yeah, Uzi did drop something the Weeknd. He did. So all the albums that came out, they decided to drop now. My question is, did they decide to drop it now because of the virus and everybody's stuck home and have nothing else to do, or did they plan to do these things? Like,
I feel like they purposely dropped it for the coronavirus crisis.
Definitely. I mean, Gambino made a website and had the album up there first, and then during all of this shit, he came out with the official release of the album.
Yeah, but even then, it still came out around this shit.
Yeah, I'm saying, but
I mean, I think he
had this already planned.
I think
most of the people already had a plan. Now, as far as Jay Electronica, he should have been fucking dropped. Fucking
out. Yeah,
he should have dropped that shit like 10 years ago.
Jay-Z didn't write it yet.
He should have wrote it after Exhibit C and all that shit. But
they should have named it Watch the Throne 2, like everybody was saying.
It really was Watch the Throne.
How many albums has Jay-Z come out with in the last 10 years?
In the last 10 years, let's see. We're talking
2000, I would say about
10 years?
In 10 years? 5 to 7. Tops.
Nah. 5 to 7 years? No, man.
From 2010 to now.
From 2010 to now, I think it was like 3 or 4.
Yeah, you got the Blueprint 3.
Kingdom Come. Nah, that's before that.
That's 06.
Okay, so Watch the Throne.
Okay, we can count that. 444.
Magna Carta.
Mm-hmm.
That's 4.
What you call it is before 2010. American Gangster was before 2010, right?
Right.
Yeah.
So it's like 3 to 4 albums every 10 years.
4 albums. Or,
so he came out with 4 fucking albums before Jay Electronica came out with his Jay-Z and collab.
Yeah. I mean, listen, don't get me wrong. I'm happy that he did it. I'm happy. It's just, you know, don't ever do that again. Like, don't do that again.
And Swizzy, I heard Swizzy did a beat on his album.
On Jay Electronica's?
Mm-hmm.
I think he played it in the beat.
I don't know.
Like, you did a Jay Electronica beat? Oh, shit. Okay.
But yeah.
Yeah, of course.
So, I mean, what do you guys think about the album, though? What do you guys think about the Jay Electronica album?
I thought it was fire. I thought it was a Jay-Z album. It was fire.
From what I've heard, definitely a Jay-Z album. Like, kind of what he did with Memphis Bleak, but times 10. Like,
oh, man. No, don't put Memphis Bleak like that, man. Come on.
Memphis Bleak is dope. Memphis Bleak is dope. I wish he came out with more albums, but yeah. I felt like Jay did what he did with Memphis Bleak. He did with Jay Electronica.
Okay.
Like the marketing, definitely.
Do you feel like
Jay-Z only dropped 2 albums since 2010?
So 444 and Holy Grail.
Yep, that was it.
That's the same, unless you're going to count
Magna Carta. Watch the Throne and this Jay Electronica joint.
Yeah.
So when did Blueprint 3 come out?
09.
September 09.
Oh.
Right on the edge.
Okay.
All right. So do you feel like with the Jay Electronica album, do you feel like, not to compare, you got to compare it to Jay, but is it his version of 444? It's like very informative, very conscious.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think, like, I can't even say that because it's still the same Jay Electronica that we heard on Exhibit C. It's like the same Jay Electronica. Like, you know, it's, the production was all like Jay-Z beats, you know?
Okay.
As like the, so that's why I say it's a Jay-Z album, because like all of the beats were Jay-Z beats, you know? If Jay-Z never was on this album, it would have been a bananas debut album, you know? But I think just having Jay-Z on every track, it doesn't feel like a debut album. It, you know, it feels like a sneak tip, but it's still going to get played because it's Jay-Z.
You feel like it was like a kind of like a cheat code that he put Jay on every track? Because I was trying to figure out what was the motive behind that. Like, why was not saying this wrong with artist. It, but it's like, why was
like, he's a Rock, Jay Electronica is a Rock Nation artist. So just on that simple fact, they're going to, it assures that Jay-Z is going to make his money back off of this, you know, release. Like, uncredited. Uh-huh. He doesn't even have to charge him. You know, he literally is on every single track, got him in the producers making some crazy shit, with the producers making some crazy shit, and only thing he has to do is, you know, profit off of what, you know, Jay Electronica's name is. So it's like, it's setting Jay Electronica up to in the best position to win. Now, if I was Jay Electronica, if I'm Jay Electronica, the follow-up has to be immediate.
I agree.
Want to, like, if people hear you now, people, this is going to be the most hungry that people are going to hear from you, like, because it, like, they were hungry around Exhibit C, Exhibit B, and all of that shit. And then you let us down by dragging it for 10 years, you know? Then, now it's like, all right, niggas is hungry again. Like, niggas just listen to it. This shit is dope. You have to have a solo album, you know, your next, in the next 12 months, you know? Like, it has
shorter than that.
If possible.
Because shit should have been done already. Shit, you got time now. Like, what you doing?
Like, literally, Jay gave you the alley-oop.
Yeah, exactly. That's it. And
this time, I feel like he needs to do more songs by himself. Right. And maybe, like, a few features. Like, maybe three or four or something like that.
Maybe pull a J. Cole and only have features on hooks. And you do every verse, you know?
Yeah.
Like, we'll see. Like, the shit was, like, The shit was dope. For what it was worth, just without taking any biases out of it, and, you know, taking all of the things about, you know, he had help and all of that shit. It was a fire album.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man. I think it was a good comeback album, you know, despite the whole, because a lot of people, they try to look at the album sales like, oh, it only sold 28K, but it's like, no, fuck that. Like, I'm more of, like, the quality. I want to...
Yeah, the body of work, yeah.
You know, yeah. Obviously, you know, the rap game right now is like a popularity contest, so I'm more like, when I'm a hip-hop fan, I look for quality and good content and shit like that, you know what I mean?
Because them million copies sold is going to go to them little fucky fucks and them little shitty shits rappers.
Right, so like Lil Uzi, like his album sold like, what, 333K?
Because people was waiting for that shit.
Right.
Like, his fans was really waiting for that shit.
Yeah, it's kind of like when people was waiting for Astroworld. It's like, you know. I mean, it's justice, you know?
Yeah.
It was really based on what people really want to listen to nowadays. And they don't want to listen to real. They don't want to listen to real rap, so.
Yeah. And I listened to the Lil Uzi album, and I was like, it's just, it's a little bit repetitive. It's like, okay, like, this is, I can see why they was waiting for this, but it's like it's too repetitive and
basic.
Know, maybe I'm too old. I don't know. Like,
I don't know. Like, I find it to be like I can't judge the new album, but you know, just listening to stuff like that, you know, in that lane, it just I just find it basic and it's just not for me, you know.
Yeah,
it's just not for me. Like I'll listen to it and I'll give it a chance and I might like some songs and stuff like that, you know. But but yeah, no, it's not my.
Yeah,
cup of tea, Dre.
Nah, not my cup of Joe.
Jadakiss came out with an album. Did he come out with an album?
Jadakiss.
Oh yeah,
Ignatius. That also was a dope album, but you know what is crazy? It's like I won't say repetitive. It is what's the word I'm looking for?
Regular.
Regular expected
from him,
you know, like predictable,
like it's
you know,
okay,
like it's
but I mean,
like
that's what we want, right?
That's kind of what you want, but then the beats was like fucking Rick Ross beats, so it was like it kind of didn't sound like a bunch of Jadakiss, it sounded like you know. Him just doing songs like with some Jadakiss albums are like that, but I think it was dope.
Yeah, yeah.
I think it was dope. But you know what? I think the best rap album that I've heard this year so far, aside from the Jay-Z joint, is The Allegory by Royce da 5'9".
Oh, I haven't heard that album. Yeah,
okay.
That album was fire. That album was fire. Like, he, some original type shit, some bars, like, you know, some crazy ass features you wouldn't expect with the ones you do expect, like Crooked Eye and shit. But, yeah, I really fucked with that one.
That's a rapper's album. That's a rapper's album.
Rapper's.
Exactly.
You know? Exactly. I get, like, you don't get much crossover from the Royce da 5'9", the Lil Uzi Vert. Crowd, you don't get a lot of crossover.
That's too advanced for them, man. Too advanced.
Word.
Like I feel like the median for that would have been like Eminem's album, "Music to Be Murdered By." Like that's my favorite album so far of this.
Oh
year.
Yeah, that shit did drop this year.
I haven't. Fire. I haven't listened to the whole thing yet.
I have. Well,
yeah, listened to it.
Well, yeah. That shit is up there. That shit's up there with Kamikaze. Like it might be a little, it might be better than Kamikaze.
Yeah, slightly better than Kamikaze. Yeah,
yeah.
Especially like, with the Godzilla challenges that's been going on.
Yeah,
I like that. I like that too. I like the Godzilla challenge. Like, have people active. Like, you know, like shit. Like shit like that really like makes me happy to interact with your fans that way.
Yeah, it's a good marketing ploy.
Like yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really dope. And that's how you could really pick out who really got talent so you could probably do a possible signing or something like that. Like, word. Things like that.
I was gonna ask you guys that, especially with you, Dre, because I know you're heavy into hip-hop. Do you feel like that's the new way to be an A&R? Like, they do these challenges. Let's say like for example, like the Soul Brooklyn challenge, right? And like everybody's like taking turns to like spit on the mic, you know, spit on that beat. And it's like it's kind of a way, it's like an easier way to be an A&R. It's like, oh, this dude's dope because I see him freestyle off of this, so I'ma sign him. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I don't think one challenge would, you know, set somebody up. I think like if I'm an A&R and I'm looking for a rapper that is doing stuff on Instagram, doing these challenges. I want to see multiple. And I want to, and you got to make sure that you come with tracks too, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Because as an A&R, it's like a million and a half people can rap, you know? People can really, really rap. But it's all about, can you make a song? Can you sound original? And like,
that's what the difference
can is. Can you sell records?
Yeah, exactly. Like, if you could sell records, that's going to be the main thing. But nobody can tell if you're just doing, you know, a challenge, depending on what you do to it, you know? Because people hit a spin and do some R&B shit to a challenge and shit like that. Like, you know, the Godzilla challenge is a little bit different because everybody's just doing Eminem's verse. I seen somebody tack on like three, like four bars after Eminem's verse or whatever, which is pretty dope. But, yeah, I think social media in general, yeah, people do get signed a lot off of social media. There's a chick named Chica.
Yeah.
She does nothing but, you know, she did nothing but challenges and a couple of songs that's on.
It's for freestyles.
Yeah, on freestyles and a couple of songs that's on YouTube and stuff. And that really, you know, set her up. And she's everywhere, you know.
Or, and shout out to 3D Nati for continuously doing her own thing without being stopped. Like, she's still killing it out there.
Yeah.
And she not even looking twice at a record label. And that, I feel like that's really dope.
Yeah.
Like, she don't give, like, she don't give a fuck about no record label. She doing her own thing. She look like, her videos look industry quality. Like,
yep.
Her
good.
Shit's really dope. Her freestyles is always dope. Her songs are dope. Shout out to her, man.
I just feel every time I see Megan Thee Stallion, I'm like, that's supposed to be 3D Nate, man. I don't know. Maybe it's the way they both look. Maybe they have some similarities with certain style.
Mm-hmm.
Every time I see Megan Thee Stallion, I'm like, damn, I feel like
that's Southern is super thick.
Yeah.
Southern is super thick.
Yeah.
Like,
word though.
Yeah. And shout out to Megan Thee Stallion. You know, I got nothing against her. She's great.
But...
Word. I like Megan.
But I feel like 3D is like, she's staying in her own lane. Like, she really not looking for that type of... Like, she and like, if you fuck with me. Like,
word.
I push it up on my website. I push it up on my Instagram. You fuck with it, that's cool. If you don't, that's cool too. She got her fan base, which is important to her.
She does. That's good.
Yeah.
So, shout out to her.
Yeah, you also got to think about, like, you know, they might have, you know, a fan base here, but then you got to think about overseas, you know what I'm saying? Like, you got to think about, you know, Japan, Asia, you know, South America, so.
Europe.
You know? A lot of people do not understand that. It's like, yo, like, America, unfortunately, is not the epicenter for hip-hop anymore. It's like, in Europe,
they get down. And they get down with the hip hop,
like they're trying to catch up, so they're trying to be more hip hop than us.
Yeah,
I don't know how, but
because it's still 94 over there.
they still got that 94 raw sound, you know.
Yeah, like so. Premier do a set over there. That's just going upside down, man. You know,
he gonna at least sound like five people. Because all of them sound almost the same. Like, not almost the same, but a lot of them got that style. That 90s gritty style.
Or like boom bap. You know, yeah.
What do we want to say about the stimulus package?
If I get my check, that's cool. If I don't, that's cool too. Like, I'm not looking for it. But if I do get it, I'll definitely put it towards bills and investments.
Word.
Word.
I need my check, so they better send that check. I need about three checks, so I'm looking for that money.
they send in like two, right? Or
they said one.
One?
$1,200
check.
Wow.
Okay, I'll let y'all see what y'all gonna do with y'all check, and then I'll go last.
I'm paying bills with mine.
That's all. Yeah.
I can't do nothing else. I have to pay my bills. Or the next episode gonna be recorded at my mama house. I have to pay my bills.
I feel you. But
see, that's the thing, right? Because it's like, all right, it's good if you have $1,200, but let's be honest, we live in New York. What the fuck is $1,200 going to do?
That was a paycheck.
If this whole thing lasts 2 months, we're gonna need another check or two.
Exactly.
Know? Like
it's 2 months, you're gonna need another three checks.
Yeah, like it's right, really like not gonna do much.
Like $1,200 in Georgia, that's great because you know
that's 2 months of rent.
That's beautiful. You get back on your feet, but New York, that's
rent.
That's rent for a closet space.
That's like, just rent.
Yeah, yeah.
That's rent. It. And if you're in a room, that's rent and maybe some food. Like,
yeah, yeah.
Like,
you know, it's only going to get you by. Like, it's just going to get you by for that month. And then, you know.
You're going to be having your hand out like the Gross Sisters. Like,
word.
So, I mean, it's good to have, but, you know.
I feel like they should have based the checks based on where you live. Like, how they gonna do the unemployment?
It would have took too like, long. We wouldn't get this shit until next year.
Word, because they was talking about, oh, you might not get the check maybe 2-3 months down the 2-3 months. It was like, okay, we're going back to the drawing board. Okay, hold on. Like,
we need help right now.
Yeah. Like for real though.
Yeah. And then you're going to have the people that are going to be trying to scam, trying to get they're going to try to get multiple checks and shit.
Yo, word. Mark my words, scam likely is going to make a comeback.
As soon as it's over. Because
you ain't getting them calls right now, but they on the drum bar like, the stimulus bill. Okay.
Also, I just got I'm hooked up with the NYC COVID thing, and they said they just put out something that said New York State on pause is extended until April 15th. So a non-essential workforce is directed to continue to work from home until at least April 15th.
So now I think the thing with that is like people, I mean, we complaining about it now, but then once that shit is open and we have to come back into work, I feel like we're gonna feel it. We're gonna be like, damn.
Y'all gonna feel it.
Damn. I wish I was home right now, yeah.
Either y'all gonna feel it, or some of y'all gonna be like, oh my God, thank God I am not home right now.
Or like, I couldn't wait to get back into work. What happened? Yo, my fucking wife beats me and shit. I talk about stay home from the coronavirus. The coronavirus is in my house. You know what I'm saying? That's an epidemic in my house.
Oh my God.
Yo. Like, please let me come in the office. Please.
Oh shit. Oh shit.
Yo. I do whatever you want. Please.
That's funny. Well, we.
I have it written down, but honestly, right now, I don't even want to get into it. The 45 versus Cuomo, because that is some bullshit. Like, okay. What's up?
No, I was gonna say, like, what, like, the whole story behind it, anyway? Like, what
okay,
it?
Basically, where we at right now, the governor is being a governor, and he's assessing the situation, and he's telling the president, okay, we need XYZ. The president is looking at XYZ and was like, nah, I think you're over-exaggerating. I'm going to give you X. Cuomo is like, nigga, we need XYZ. If I'm telling you, and you used to live here, you know how many people live in this state. If I'm telling you we need XYZ, why the fuck are you arguing with me? And then now Trump is saying, oh, obviously these aren't word for word, but y'all know that. Now Trump is saying, oh, we want to put a lockdown on New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut. And Cuomo's like, I don't know how you can legally do that. So And now Trump is saying, oh, yeah, it's going to happen tonight. This was yesterday. It's going to happen tonight. And I'm in my head, I'm like, we already locked down. The fuck is you talking about? People outside, that's they outside. But some of them are going outside for reasons. We can't just lock down. We don't have food. We need to go shopping. We need our meds. Like, the fuck you mean lockdown? Lockdown right. Where?
You mean like curfew? You talking about curfew? Like,
that was
like,
Jersey got a curfew. Jersey already got a curfew.
Jersey got a curfew. Everybody got to be in the house by 8 o'clock. North has all of their stores shut down indefinitely.
Oh, nah.
Fuck that.
But nah, he's not like what Trump is talking about and how Cuomo is taking it. He's trying to shut the whole state down. Nobody in, nobody out. That means food trucks. How the fuck is shopping centers supposed to get their food?
Right.
Trump is a fucking idiot.
And Cuomo was like, oh, that's a declaration of war. Do you want to go to war with the states? Is that what you're saying?
He's basically already Cuomo at war with like, states.
Yo. Like, yo. Cuomo was like, yo. Say the word. Say the word, man. Say the word. I'm like, yo, and I'm just sitting back thinking, like, I'm sitting back like, yo, like, let me know what's going on. I need to know. Like, if we're shutting down the state, all right, but you have to tell people ahead of time so we can get ready to shut down. You can't just shut down. We ain't China.
Yeah, and right. The fucked up thing about it is that Trump knew about this months ago.
Months ago, and denied it.
He was playing months. Golf. He literally was playing golf.
No, but I forgot what date it was. I shared it on one of my stories like a day or two ago, and they had the little timeline of when the first case was happening, and it was like, yeah, it's like, oh, it'll go away. 5 cases later, oh, you know, it's these things that comes and it goes, da 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 da. Thousands of cases, like, oh yeah, I was on top of it from the beginning. No, the fuck you weren't.
No, you wasn't.
Well, okay, but then when he says that, because he tried to justify and say, well, I originally tried to do the ban from China before, and you guys didn't want me to do it. So then,
nigga,
I let it go, and then now everybody else is trying to do the ban. So it's like, well, dude, you should have said you were doing the China ban because of that. You said
you thought you was being racist.
Right, they were saying shit that they knew about since November. Like, this is March. This is almost the end of March. Like,
this is the last week of March, like, for real.
Well, if you really want to go further back, we've been warned back in, like, 81 by Dean Koontz. One book was like, in 2020, it'll be a flu-like epidemic that will take over the world, and
yeah they called it the Wuhan Wuhan one something. I know what you're talking about.
That's what the fuck happened.
Yo, yep. Like, Mulan. Not for real.
Mulan.
But fuck this president, fuck these government niggas, except Cuomo, because he seems like the only one that has a sense. But, like, God bless all these essential workers, because y'all gotta be out there. Like, y'all have to be out there with all these people. There's my mother was just telling me, she's an essential worker, MTA. All MTA workers are essential workers. All police officers are essential workers. Shit, T, she gotta be over there in the pharmacy. I was just talking to her.
That's crazy. That's great.
Yeah.
Shout out to T. Be safe.
The pharmaceutical people, like, I have one of my aunts works in a pharmacy in a hospital, so she has to be there too. Like, it's real out here. It really is real out here. Like, it don't seem that real because people like niggas ain't screaming in the street. No, it's not that type of shit. But I got a couple friends that's pregnant right now, and they almost, well, one of them is almost due. And she was like, yo, they redirecting all the pregnant people, the outside of the hospital, like, walking dead.
Yeah.
Like it's real. Yeah. It's really fucking real. Like, all
they got to do at-home births?
I don't know. I think they no, I think
it's a different level of the hospital. Like,
different level of the hospital. I'm one of the friend.
Keep it separate.
Yeah, the friend that I was talking about that she's due soon. she said her doctor was telling her, oh, the father can't be in the same room when she's giving birth. So now she it's just gonna be her and the doctors. She's gonna be alone. And she's like, nah.
Oh, shit.
She's like, nah, bro. Oh,
yeah. That's crazy, yo.
That's no. That's crazy. I can't imagine going through that like right now. That's crazy.
Yeah.
But go ahead, John.
I was gonna say, I just, you know, hope, you know, with your friend, like, you know, everything works out, you know, the best.
Yeah. Mind you, she's keeping everybody updated on Facebook, so we're not that close. So I'm seeing it and I'm like, yo, that's crazy. And you have to imagine there's so many other people that's pregnant that has to go through this now. Like,
yeah.
Right.
Or the people who come in contact don't know they came in contact and bringing the shit home to their family. Like, come on. Like, it's crazy out here. Like, my mother, before we jump to the next thing, my mother was just telling me how one of her coworkers that was working in another station had called her and was like, oh, do you have so-and-so's number? She's like, I don't think so, but what happened? And she was like, oh, they just said that he tested positive, which means, and then my mother said, which means this person needs to go home, this person needs to come home, and then this person needs to go home. So, like, everybody's calling out, everybody's staying home because they're sick, so now you have literally limited people working in the MTA at that. And now my mother's coming down with a fever, but she thinks it's allergies or something, but everything, so she's going to stay home for the next couple of days. I'm like, yo, this is fucking crazy. It's fucking crazy.
Like, yeah, and to be honest, my mom had some symptoms, but she's getting over it.
Good.
And it's like we was making jokes about it before, but shit is really real. Like,
it's my mom
had some symptoms, and she said that she's good, and she's, you know, she's gonna get a test soon. So, but she's feeling good now. She's getting over it.
That's good, man. That's good.
Yeah. So it's not even a game.
It's not, because before we jump to the fuck shit, actually that could be the fuck shit. That is the fuck shit. It's still related, but it's the fuck shit. We can jump to the fuck shit now. So, Ant, you want to go?
Yo, all you motherfuckers, right?
You started with that.
Yo, he always does. He always does.
All you motherfuckers.
He always does.
First of all you motherfuckers partying it up, going to the beach, going to the club. I don't even know if any clubs are open right now.
No.
Licking toilet seats, coughing supermarket.
Oh, I was just about to mention that too. Yeah.
Yo, licking toilet seats, doing a coronavirus, all this bullshit that you're doing. And then to top it off, you're going to light a fire in a train station?
No.
You're gonna light a fire on a two train. You're gonna light that shit on fire? Like, what is that about?
I don't understand. Go ahead, man.
All these motherfuckers that's doing this shit, coughing on supermarket products, spitting on packages when you delivering packages to people.
Word.
All y'all motherfuckers need to burn. All of y'all. Cause first of all, y'all not only spreading shit, but y'all causing something to be even bigger than a crisis. Like, y'all are forcing an actual martial law because y'all don't know how to fucking act. Because,
yeah,
first of all, it's simple. Stay the fuck home. Simple.
That's it.
Stay in your house. Don't just get meat and fucking cheese and toilet paper and hand sanitizers. Get some vitamin C. Get some sea moss. Get some vegetables, fruits, build your immune system, get some water. Y'all got the fucking vitamin section full as fucking dusty as shit. Y'all got the cleanest dusting off these vitamin shelves. Ain't nobody going to the shit. Build your immune system. Stop being stupid and setting shit off. Like, why you set a whole fucking train on fire?
How? Word.
Yeah, like, I think the conductor lost their life, man.
He died.
Yeah.
And not even just from the fire, but from the after effects from the fire.
He had like a lot of smoke inhalation and it fucked up his heart and he got a heart attack.
Yeah. Like, that is forcing something even bigger.
36 years old.
That's crazy, man.
Like, a lot of conspiracies is out there. I understand, like, you know, a lot of people feel like, oh, it's the New World Order. It's, you know, one world government, one, you know, whatever.
Whatever. Y'all are forcing that shit. Survive.
Y'all are forcing that shit, doing this type of dumb shit. Setting trains on fire? Like what the fuck is wrong with you?
Right. It's like
spitting on packages. Like, what is wrong with you?
It's like there's nobody outside. It's like, what are you doing? Like, you just
right.
I don't understand that. Did they catch the person who did that? Who set the shit on fire?
I think somebody's in custody right now.
They had someone in custody, but they ain't say who.
Yeah, and then the dude spitting on fucking packages when he's supposed to be delivering the packages. I hope they catch him.
Supposedly, he was saying how he was cleaning it off, and it did look like it. But my nigga, why would you
spit on the shit?
Why would you spit on the shit and then take the picture? Like, okay, you want to clean the label? Clean the label. Don't use your spit.
Use fucking baby wipes or something like that, man.
Yeah,
would you want somebody doing that? Would you, if somebody did that to your package, would you be okay with that?
All right, here you go. Like, they hand you the mail. Here you go. Spit on your shit and get handed to you. Like, you want somebody to do that to you?
No, he'd have a fit.
Like, come on. Like,
that's crazy, man.
It's ridiculous. So all of y'all has doing all that shit, and the dude that whoever started that look in the toilet seat challenge, whatever that shit is, the one motherfucker caught it. I don't know if the other person that started it caught it, but that's your fault.
I think it was,
I don't feel so. Yeah, go ahead.
No, I didn't mean to cut you off. It was a chick, actually. I think it was like a 21-year-old. Like, she was like on the private jet of like a sugar daddy, and like she was taking a video of her licking the toilets because she felt like the pandemic was getting more publicity than her, so she used that as a publicity stunt. And
first of all,
I'm mad at her because it's like you're a fucking dickhead. I'm more mad at Dr. Phil for like entertaining this bullshit.
Wait, Dr. Phil got involved?
Yeah, like he put it on his show. And it's like, yo, you're doing the same thing that you did with the fucking Catch Me Outside girl. So it's like, oh, it's you. It's you.
Yeah.
You're entertaining this fuck shit. By putting her on the show, you're giving her what she wants now.
Word. Now you gave her a fan base. Thanks.
Yes, you gave her a platform. You fucking dickhead.
I used to really like Dr. Phil, and then like after a while, whoever screams these people coming in, he used to really help people, and now it's just, oh, whoever is out there really having problems, like, let's just bring on the other people. Like, no, come on.
Nah, you giving them what they want. They want the attention, they want the clout.
Exactly.
Yes.
So you gave it to them by putting them on your platform, and obviously you're getting, you know, ratings off of this as well. And it's like, I don't see you as a doctor anymore. I just see you as Oprah's homeboy.
Right. And then next thing you know, these dumb motherfuckers getting a record deal and shit. Just like the Catch Me Outside girl. Like, come on. No. So that's my fuck shit. Like, all of y'all motherfuckers is doing this dumb shit. Y'all are really making it more than what it should be. And y'all need to burn, for real. Like, I'm sorry. Natural selection, motherfucker.
Lord, that sounded like the hardest diss track ever, man. Hit him up.
Natural selection, motherfucker.
Hit him up.
That's why I fuck your bitch.
My fuck won't make sure all you motherfuckers don't grow.
Yo.
Yeah, that shit's.
I'm sorry.
Hey, man, get it off your chest, man. It's
all
right, man.
It's all off my chest, man.
I feel you.
I had to, y'all.
I just had me and Aunt. Anybody else had fuck shit?
Nah, I'm good.
That one motherfucker was on this is at Canal Street, and the train is pulling into the station, but you know it got to slow down to stop. this motherfucker puts his hands on the train window and does this to try to make it stop. And I'm like, you motherfucker.
Wow.
What are you doing? Why would you do that?
Did his hands come back black?
Yes. It's dirty, and he's like trying to stop the train, like he's trying to, he's putting his hands on the fucking window. It's like, motherfucker, what are you doing? It's you. You're the coronavirus. It's you.
My, this is what I'm talking about, bro. Natural selection.
It's just like what Steph said. It's like, yo, man. It's like when you're trying to, you know, get extra time for recess, and it's the motherfuckers who don't want to, like, follow directions. It's yeah. them.
Now we're not going outside.
Man. Why don't he just stay in and we all go out? How about that?
Then she got to stay there with him because no other teacher want to sit here with him. And the fact that you understand that as like a 10-year-old is beyond. Like, he was like, yo, we can't go outside because there's nobody here to watch your ass. The fact that somebody has to wash your ass.
It's like, we all got to suffer because you don't want to sit down somewhere and shut the fuck up. It's like, it's just, and then, you know.
I hated all of them niggas.
We proceed to plot to jump them after school. But, you know.
And then they'd be in my ear, yo, what's the answer to 8? Get out my face. Word. Oh my god. Anyway, I got two. One is some like I've never had to deal with fuck shit, and the other is some sad fuck shit, but I didn't want to end it that way, but that's how it is. But okay, so the other day I had went to Bushwick to go to pick up something to go drop something off to my mom. So I'm heading to Myrtle so I can go get the bus to come back here. And I stop in the food bazaar. So I'm shopping, I get my stuff. I have the big ass bag that I went to go pick up, which wasn't really heavy. And then I have a heavy ass market bag because now we done bland plastic, so I gotta bring my own bags and shit. So I got my own bag, right? So I have the big bag and then the other bag just right here, because yeah. And then my backpack, my purse rather. So I'm walking out the parking lot and I'm walking and I don't have headphones in, surprisingly. I don't have any headphones in and I don't hear anything, but I feel hot on this side of my body, right? So I'm like, yo, what the fuck is that? I turn around and this dude is right here.
Oh, no.
Some dude right here. So I turn around just all nonchalantly, I turn around and catch him. He's like, oh, and kept walking. I'm like, the fuck? But as I'm watching him and we walk in, he's getting closer to me. So I'm like, nah, I just stopped walking. And then he kept walking forward. So I'm like, all right. And then I start walking slowly. And then he turned around like, what? I'm like, no, you walking too fucking close. Keep walking. I think this nigga was trying to take my bag.
Wow.
I'm like, yo. I'm like, are you fucking serious? Like, are you fucking serious? And then he kept turning around like he got caught, like he all guilty and shit. I'm like, keep walking, get out my fucking face. Like, and mind you, it's daytime. It's not even nighttime yet. The sun is just starting to go down.
Mm-hmm.
Niggas is crazy out here. I don't think I went further than 3 blocks from the house since. Like, like seriously, I'm like, yo, I'm about to punch niggas out here. I really am. And he was nowhere to be found at the time.
Like, oh. I know Dre probably would have body slammed him. Boom!
When I told him, he was like, what the fuck? Flex his ass. When I told him, he was like,
I hate you.
I said, how far are you?
Yo, and then... Nah, with all this coronavirus shit, like, please, please, please take it seriously. Like, if you get it, you might recover and everything, but people, you might not have any symptoms, but you still might be affecting people. Like, people out here have problems that they may not tell you. They may have asthma. They might have other internal issues that you may not see and everything. Like, oh, nah, they good. They not. Because my cousin's aunt literally just passed last night. R.I.P. Inez. She was in and out of the hospital for months, and she passed last night. So it's really real out here. It really is. Like, it's real. So
my condolences.
Yeah. So my condolences, man.
Yeah, but I don't know what's gonna happen. I don't know what's going on, man.
It's just to all the people who's looking and listening. It's simple. If you want to get rid of this virus, you want to have a great summer, right? Follow directions, okay? Stay in the house. I mean, unless you have to go out, then, you know, wear the proper protection. You know, wash your hands.
Yes.
Don't touch nobody.
Wash your ass. Don't touch nobody. Yeah, don't touch nobody. And like I said, big emphasis on wash your ass, all right?
Exactly.
Wash your hands. Wash your ass. Yeah. Stay the fuck home.
Wrap it up.
And wrap it up. Yeah. because it, y'all gonna be surprised 9 months from now.
All these corona babies.
It's gonna be hella corona babies.
Oh yeah. Trust and believe that.
Yeah. And to all the people that's quarantining with your baby moms or your baby father, well, Lord be with you. I know how bad you are. Go outside, right? You are go. You can't, baby. You can't, man. You got to stay in the house to quarantine. So, man, no matter how bad she or he get on your nerves, listen. Just think about everybody else. Think about, you know, we get rid of this virus.
The world. Facts. Oh my god.
Oh man.
Good. Hey, man. Stay safe, y'all.
Word.
Yeah, man. Alright, so this concludes this episode of the Uncelebs, you know, episode 97. I want to thank everybody for listening, you know, viewing, all that good stuff, man. Rock with us, man. Definitely check us out on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Spotify, I'm sorry. Spotify, iTunes, Google Podcasts, and Anchor. This episode is sponsored by Anchor.
Yep.
All right. I'm Sean Solo.
I'm Anthony, aka Nostalgic.
This is Stephanie Nomadic Goddess.
Great on motherfucking drum.
Here we out.
Get out. Get out.